This year we'll cover the material from the top of Yud Aleph from the Aleph through Yud Aleph from the Beis. We are now discussing the sugya of the creation of the world. What month, during which month of the year was the world created? And we know this is a machlokas between Rabbi Eliezer and Rabbi Yoshua. That Rabbi Eliezer is of the view that B'tishrei Nivra Ha'olam, the world was created in the month of Tishrei. Rabbi Yoshua argues he's of the opinion that B'nisan Nivra Ha'olam, the world was created in Nisan. So Gemara discusses this on Yud Aleph and Aleph towards the top, about 6 or 7 lines down from the top. Tanya Rabbi Eliezer Omer, Rabbi Eliezer says, Minayin shebetishrei nivra ha'olam, how do I know the world was created in Tishrei? Shenamar vayomer Elokim, regarding the creation of the world, Tadshei ha'aretz dasha, the world should sprout grass. Esav mazria zera eitz pri, grass that causes zera, grass that causes future growth, eats pre fruit trees as well. Ezel chodesha eretz motzia deshayim ve'ilan malei peiros. What month of the, during the year does all this vegetation sprout forth? The grasses come out from the ground, and in Elon a tree bearing fruit comes out. Have the omer zeh Tishrei. That's Tishrei. Ve'osa parak, and during that time, zman revi'a ha'isa, it's a time of rain. And rain went down, and these grasses sprouted. Shenemar ve'ed yalem min ha'aretz, that a mist came up from the ground, and it watered, and it gave sustenance to the entire all these things that were growing from the ground. So because of the fact that it happened during Tishrei, so we see from here that they needed a rain, and they needed a rain to allow the things to grow. Okay, that's Rabbi Eliezer. Rabbi Yeshua, Omer Rabbi Yeshua argues, Minayin shem Nisan nivra ha'olam. How do I know the world was created in Nisan? Shenamar. Again, he says from the same pasuk, "Vatotzei ha'aretz dasha," the ground sprouted forth grass. Esav mazria zera, grass is bearing seeds. Veitz osa pri, and trees bearing fruit. Ezel chodesha aretz malei deshayim vilam motzi peros. What month does this all take place during? Zeh Nisan. That's also Nisan. It doesn't just happen during Tishrei; it also happens during Nisan as well. Vosa aparak zman behema v'chayev ov shemiz davgin zayitz al zeh shemar lavshu karim hatzon. That's also a time when all the animals mate. So we presume that was time of creation of the world as well. So based on this, they say Rabbi Yeshua says that the world was created during Nisan. So v'idach nami haksev eitz osa pri. So does it do, doesn't. Again, they're not learning from the same pasuk exactly. I'm sorry, Rabbi Eliezer learns from the pasuk in Bereishis, Parak Aleph, pasuk Yud Aleph, and Rabbi Yeshua learns from Parak Aleph, pasuk Yud Beis. And in Parak Aleph, pasuk Yud Aleph, which is Rabbi Eliezer's source, you have the focus is on Tadshei Ha'aretz Dasha, Eitz Pri. That and what does Eitz Pri mean according to Rabbi Eliezer? That means peiros are completely finished. According to Rabbi Yeshua, we're learning from the pasuk of Veitz Osa Pri, which sounds like peiros that are starting to form just now. So that's the machlokas Rabbi Eliezer and Rabbi Yeshua. Which pasuk do you focus on? According to Rabbi Eliezer, you focus on the pasuk Eitz Pri, which means already finished fruits, and that happens during Tishrei. That's when the trees are filled with ripe fruits. But according to Rabbi Yeshua, we're going in Nisan, where the trees are first starting to sprout fruits, and that's what we're talking about, not fully finished fruits, but rather fruits that are just coming into being. So that's why the Gemara asks this question. V'idach nami, according to Rabbi Eliezer holds, B'tishrei nivra olam, haksiv eitz osa pri. The pasuk that Rabbi Yeshua learns from says eitz osa pri, which sounds like that the eitz is starting to bring up peiros now. So how can you say that B'tishrei nivra ha'olam, doesn't it say eight osa pri, that we're talking about the peros becoming brand new? So how Rabbi Eliezer answers, no, hahu lebrach ledoros hu dichsiv. This pasuk was saying that referring to future generations, that the trees would continue to bear fruit. It would be brach ledoros. But the time in which the creation of the world is going on was really a time when the peros were finished, and that was during Tishrei. Vidach nami, has Rabbi Yeshua respond, haksiv eitz pri, which sounds like peros gemurim, completely finished fruits, and not a time where the peros were being formed, sorry. Hahu could Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi. Rabbi Yeshua says that's based on, that we can answer based on Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi. Dam Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi, kol ma'asa breishis b'kol ma'asa nivra'u. There was a special thing that ma'asa breishis, when things were created during the time of creation, they were created full. B'kol ma'asa, they were created with their full height. If that's the case, so then you're right. In Achanami, it's true, when the fruit were created, they were created in their fullest form, but the time of year was still a time when they were new fruit. L'daita nivra'u, they were also created with their own volition, l'daitan. Rashi explains that they were asked, not exactly, that they had some kind of desire. L'tzivyon nivra'u, they were also created with their own intended design. Shemar v'yechula shemayim v'artz v'chol tzva'am, al tzikri tzva'am, el tzivyonam. They're referring to their complete and full form. So based on that, we can say that these fruits were created fully formed as well. Okay, the Gemara continues. And again, this machlokas, Rabbi Elazar and Rabbi Yeshua, impact also when the Avos were born, because we assume that the Avos were born during the month of the creation of the world. So according to Rabbi Eliezer, the Avos were born during the month of Tishrei. According to Rabbi Yeshua, the Avos were born during the month of Nisan. And the Gemara continues. Rabbi Eliezer Omer, Minayin Shebet Tishrei Noldu Avos. How do you know the Avos were born in Tishrei? Shenera Vayikalu Ala Melech Shlomo Kol Ish Yisrael. That
Pierre, excuse me.
Pasuk in Sefer Melachim, that all gathered to Melech Shlomo, all the Jewish people, Bi'erach HaEsanim, in the month of Esanim, Bechag, during Yom Tif, during Sukkis. So what does Yerach HaEsanim mean? That's the month of Tishrei. Yerach Shenoldu Bo Esanim Olam, literally the moon, the month during which the mighty ones of the world were born. So, and the mighty ones of the world refers to Avraham, Yitzhak, and Yaakov, refers to the Avos. So the Gemara asks, "My mashman the high Eson lishna takifehu." How do I know that Eson refers to those who are powerful? Kedichsev Eson Moshe Vecha. That the stronghold of the dwelling place of strength. The Omer and the Pasuk says, Shimu harim esriv Hashem v'aisanim mostei aretz. And we also see from this Pasuk that the Pasuk says in Micha, the Omer, Shimu harim esriv Hashem, that the mountain should listen to the fight of Hashem v'aisanim mostei aretz, and the mighty ones, those who settled the world, those who were the foundations of the world. And we see that Esanim are called, the Harim are called Esanim. The mountains are called mighty because the mountains are those that settle, those that are the foundations of the world. The Omer also says, Kol Dodi Hineza Bam Midahaligal Harim Mekapetz Al Gvos. The Pasuk says in Shir Hashirim, the voice of my beloved is coming. It's skipping over the mountains. It's jumping on the high places. Medalig aleharim bischus avos, mekapitz alagvos bischus himahos. It jumps over the mountains, skips over the mountains. Bischus avos, it jumps on the high places. The schus of imahos of our mothers. So you see from here that harim can appropriately be considered a reference to our forefathers, our avos. And if the harim are called esanim, and Esan means a lotion of strength, So we know that the Yerach HaYisanim refers to the month in which the mighty ones were born, meaning the Avos. That's Rabbi Eliezer's source. Rabbi Yeshua argues, Rabbi Yeshua Omer Minayin Shebe Nisan Noldu Avos. How do I know that in fact the Avos were born in Nisan? Shenemar Vayehi Bishmonim Shana Varba'a Meos Shana Letzeis Bnei Yisrael Meretz Mitzrayim. It was in the 480th year from when Klai Yisrael left Mitzrayim. Bashana Haraviyis Bechodesh Ziv, in the fourth year, in the month of Ziv. And that's referring to the second month of the year. So what does it mean, Bechodesh Ziv? The second month that Shlomo HaMelech reigned. B'yerach Shenoldubo Ziv Sanei HaOlam. The month during which the bright ones of the world, the ones that light up the world, were born. And this referred to the month, this took place during the month of Nisan. So because it was the second month of the year, and the Avos were born in Nisan, Iyar was filled with light. So that's how when we read the Gemara, the way Rashi understands is that somehow or another Iyar is connected to Nisan. So we'll see from Rashi, but the point is we're referring to the month of Iyar, but it has this light, it has this impact from Nisan. Why? Because the Avos themselves were born in Nisan. So Gemara asks, V'haksiv, the correct Girsa should be, V'haksiv B'yerech HaYisanim. Doesn't the Pasuk say B'yerech HaYisanim, that the month of the mighty? Wasn't that a raya for Rabbi Elazar that you see referring to the month of Tishrei? No, the Gemara says, Hasam, Titakife b'mitzvos. All it means is that the month of Tishrei is a month that has a lot of mitzvos. Why are there a lot of mitzvos? Because we have a lot of Yom Tovim during Tishrei. But it doesn't mean that it refers to the month where the mighty ones were born. V'idach nami haksiv b'chodesh ziv. And how does Rabbi Elazar answer b'chodesh ziv? Doesn't it refer to Nisan that's an ER that was filled with light and brightness because of the Avos being born in Nisan? Hahu to isbe zival ilane. All it means is that it has the radiance, the brightness from trees. It doesn't mean to refer to the Avos. How's the Gemara explains? The Amar of Yehuda, Rav Yehuda says, Chaimah de Nafik biyomei Nisan. If you go out during the days of Nisan, v'chaze ilani, and you see trees de milav levei that are sprouting forth fruit. This is a halacha also brought down Maseches Brachos. Omer, this is a well-known halacha. Baruch shalo chisar me'olam oklum. You make a special bracha that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is not lacking anything in the world. Ubarabo brios tovos, and he made great, very wonderful creations. Vilanos tovos, and nice trees. Lisnos behem b'nei adam, that we should benefit from. So this is something called birchas ha'ilanos, which is a halacha that a person during the month of Nisan should make a bracha when he sees trees in their bloom. And the point is, in terms of the cheshbon of our Gemara, Rabbi Yehuda is just saying, it's not pshat that Ziv is referring to the birth. Rabbi Eliezer is just saying, it's not pshat that Ziv is referring to the Avos, but Ziv is referring to the radiance, the splendor of the new trees. If that's the case, so that's not a makor or a source to prove that Benisan Nivra HaOlam. Okay, let's go through some Rashi's. The third Rashi on the page, Tadshei HaAretz. What does Tadshei HaAretz mean? Like, literally let the ground be covered with. Rashi explains, Tiskasa Visislabesh B'dashayin. The ground should be clothed with and covered with grasses. Eitz Pri, this is referring to a finished fruit. Shagamar Perio, which is a Belezer source. V'osa parak zvan reviyahav, and that's also a time of rain. Klomer v'ray ledavar shebetishrei nivra olam shay legisham hayutzrichim, because they need a rain. V'tishrei zvan reviyahu v'totzei haaretz v'lo ksiv. Mm-hmm. Now, that's all according to Rabbi Lazar. What about Rabbi Yeshua? Vatotzei ha'aretz v'loksiv vatadshei ha'aretz. Sounds like the grasses were coming forth now, not that they were completely formed. V'etz oseh pri v'lo etz pri gomor, not a completely formed fruit. V'osu aparek zman hu l'behema v'chaya l'zakek zelazah. That's the mating season for animals. U'lekacha yutzrichim. V'raya hi sheb'nisan nivra olam. And that's a raya that the world was created in Nisa, according to Rabbi Yeshua. Because the pasuk says, "Love shu karim matzon bizman shi yisro o shibol in b'nisa." When this is the sugya that we had before, same explanation. When the grain is knocking one against each other, that's during Nisan. Alma Nisan's man zivug behemahu. Nisan is the mating season for animals. Seder. So the Gemara explained that according to Rabbi Eliezer, has to do with eight osa pri. Sounds like not yet formed. It's bracha ledoros, eight osa pri ledoros. It should be continued to make fruit for generations. Umiu hashta eight pri. However, right now it was an eight pri. And how does Rabbi Yoshua understand eight pri, which sounds like a completely finished fruit? No, bekomasa nivro. There's special chiddush that the Maisa Bereishis was complete, created fully formed. V'hainu eitz pri, roya haya lit om pri miyad. It was roya to bear fruit right away. L'daitam, they were created, Rashi explains, shalom, some kind of metaphysical idea, kilo akarish baruch hu, sorry, kavyachol akarish baruch hu, asked the Maisa Bereishis, does it want to be created? Im chafetzim lihi baros, they want to be created, v'amru hein, and they said yes. Bitzivyonam, Bitam kolacha viachad, with the rationale of each one, ubitfus kolacha, and the form that each one wanted. Okay? Now the Gemara is trying to prove, according to Rabbi Eliezer, that Yerecha Esanim refers to the month that the Avos were born. V'omer Shimu Harim Esriv Hashem Viha Esanim, that the mountains should listen to the fight of Hashem and the mighty ones. Alma heim esanim heim harim, that the mighty ones are called harim. Va'ashkechan de nikro avos harim, and I have another source that the avos were called harim as well. Shneamar midaleg ale harim, it jumps over the mountains. V'dileg es haketz bishvil haharim. The Kadosh Baruch Hu, he hastened the redemption with the zechus of our avot. B'chodesh ziv, during the month of splendor, Iyarhu, Shinoldu bo zivasane ha'olam, that the splendorous, the glorious ones, the bright ones, were born the month before, which impacts Chodesh Nisan. Kishinishadish Iyar, that when Iyar came into being, Noldu kvar v'Nisan, they were already born in Nisan. Inam, another way to explain this, Zimni de Nisan et Kufa Nimshach Besoch Iyar Shal Levana. Because sometimes the month of Nisan can really stretch into Iyar based on the calculations of the new month. So this is referring to, this should be the next Rashi, but this is referring to the bracha of the new trees. Lihis Naos Lehanos, that we should be able to get Hana from them. The takif be mitzvos, that they are mighty in mitzvos. What is meaning? This is how Rabbi Yeshua answers. Yerach Hayisanim doesn't refer to the avos, refers to the month of Tishrei, which has many mitzvos associated with it. Shofar Yom Kippurim, Shofar Yom Kippur, V'sukkah and Sukkah, Lula V'arava V'nisach Hamayim, all these different kind of mitzvos that are especially special mitzvos of the month of Tishrei. Okay. The Gemara continues. In the wide lines, five lines down the wide lines, the Gemara says, now up until we discussed the birth of the Avos, now we're going to discuss the passing of the Avos. Man de Amar, meaning Benisa Noldu, according to Rabbi Yeshua, the Avos were born in Nisan, also Benisa Mesu. He also told that they died in Nisan. Man de Amar, Rabbi Eliezer, B'tishrei noldu, that they were born in Tishrei. B'tishrei mesu, they died in Tishrei as well. Except for Yitzchak, who we know that everybody holds he was born in Nisan. Sh'ne'amar v'yomar aleihem ben mi'asr v'esrim shana anochi ayom. This is said by the death of Moshe Rabbeinu, that Moshe said, I'm 120 years old today. Shein tam lomar hayom. Hayom doesn't teach me anything. If he says 120, he means 120 is his birthday is today. Ma tam lomar hayom. Hayom malu yamai vishnosai. That today has been my, all my years have been completed. La mercha, shakarish baruchu, yoshev v'mal shnosim shal tzadikim, miyom liyom mechosh l'chodesh, shenamar smispar alacha amalai. The Kadosh Baruch Hu sits, Kaviyachol, and counts to fill all the days of Tzadikim from day to day, from month to month. They should be considered full years. That Tzadikim, there's some kind of tradition that they live to the end of their birthday. You know, they're born on a certain day and they die on the same day, so that the way the years are full years. Okay. The Brisa continues, the Gemara continues. But Pesach Nolad Yitzchak. We know that Yitzchak was born on Pesach. Minalam, what's the source? Kedichsiv lamoed ashuv elecha. That at the appointed time, I shall return to you, and Sarah will have a child. Emaskai, what meaning in a year's time, at the same season, I will return to you, Sarah will have a child. Emaskai, when did Sarah receive the news that a year later she'll have a child? Ilem of a Pesach. If it means that the malach, the one who gave her the information, told her in Pesach, and the malach meant to say that she would have a baby by Shavuos, could a person give birth 50 days later? That's impossible. Rather, the malach told her Shavuos time, v'karmelei b'tishrei, and that you're going to have your baby in Tishrei. Akati becham sheyarchi, the 5 months between Shavuos and Sukkot, Mikal Yalda, she can't have a baby then. El dekai bechag v'karmelei b'nisan, must be that she was told on Sukkot. And referring to Pesach following. Akati b'shita yarchi Mikal Yalda, still 6 months. Omen can't give birth in 6 months. So what was the cheshbon then? So Tana Osa Shaa Meuberes Haisa. That was a Shnas Ibur. So there really were 7 months. And 7 months, I guess, is the Chazal's understanding, is the minimum gestation period. But the Gemara asks, Sof, ki midale mar yome tuma, if you were to subtract, midale means subtract, the days of impurity, because we have a tradition that Sarah, when the Malachim came to give her the news, had tumas nida, so she was impure and she couldn't have relations with her husband. So if you lose those days, batzilahu, you have less than 7 months. It's like 6 months and change. It's not a full 7 months. So the Gemara says no. Amar marzutra afilu man da amar yoledes tisha ein oles mekutayin yoledes l'shiva yoledes l'mekutayin. Even according to the man da amar, holds a woman who has a 9 month gestational period doesn't have nine truncated months. Has to be 9 full months. If you hold that a woman can give birth after 7 months, those 7 months can be truncated. Shneamar. It was after a period of days. Chana being pregnant, she had a child, referring to the birth of Shmuel. The minimum tkufos are two, and each tkufa refers to a 3 month period, so 6 months. And the minimum days are two, so 6 months and 2 days. In other words, it's into the 7th month. That's all you need. Okay. Let's do some Rashi. Rashi referring to this whole story. Diramaskal lamoed ashuve lecha, that at the point of time I will return to you. L'yomtav haba rishon, in the first yomtav coming up, rishon u'sarah bein, Sarah will have a child. V'chol masha ata yachol laharchik yom abisora miyom haleda herchikam kedei limtzo yimei ibra havla bein shneyam. So the maximum that you can distance between the day of the Besorah, the day of the news being given, to the day of birth, we have to distance. So in order to allow for a full term pregnancy, it has to be from one yomtiv to the next. That she was told on a yomtiv, and she would conceive and conceive right away, and then give birth at the following yomtiv. So the Gemara assumes that she was told on Sukkot, and she would give birth Pesach time. That's only 6 months. So the Gemara says, that's only 6 months. So no, it was a Shana Mu'baras. In fact, it was 7 months. But Ki Madle Mar Yomei Tuma, Tumas Nida, if you subtract the days of Tumas Nida, to Kaimalan Sara Imenu, Oso Yom Parsa Nida, we have a tradition that Sara Imenu on that day became a Nida. She went through menstruation. L'fikach Vayikach Chema V'Cholav U'Ben HaBakar. That's why it says in Parshas Vayera, Avram Avinu took out the butter, the milk, the cow, avaloha ugos shalosh asahi betumasa, betuma, but not the ugos, not the cakes that she made, because those were tamei. So then, you still don't have 7 full months. No, afilu mando amar meseches nida, it's a discussion in meseches nida, in your less lemakutayim, that if it's a 9 month pregnancy, it's only 4 months, el chadashim shleim shal shloshim yom, here, we say it's 7 months that can be truncated as well. Okay, the Gemara continues about 6 lines from the bottom. But Rosh Hashanah nifkida sar Rachel v'chana. Then Rosh Hashanah, meaning the first day of Tishrei, Akash Baruch Hu remembers Sarah, who was barren, Rachel was barren, and Chana, who was barren as well. Minala, what's the source? Amar Belezer Asya pikida Asya zechira zechira. We have a hekesh or gezer shav from the word pikida to the word pikida, or the word zechira to zechira. Ksiv b'Rachel, vayizkor lo kimas Rachel. Hashem, God remembered Rachel. Uksiv b'Chana, vayizkareha Hashem. It says by Chana that Hashem remembered her. Va'asya zechira zechira mirosh Hashanah. And we learn out zechira zechira from Rosh Hashanah. Ksiv shabason zichron shura. The lashem zechira is used by Rasha as well. So pikida, ksiv b'Chana ki pakar Hashem is Chana. Uksiv b'Sara, v'Hashem pakar is Sara. So, once we connect Chana to Sarah through the word Pakad, and we connect Chana to Rachel through the word Zachar, through the word Zechira, and Zechira is connected back to Rosh Hashanah, so we know that all of them are based on Rosh Hashanah as well. And, so, again, the Cheshbon goes like this. We learn out Zechira from Chana to Rachel. And we learn out Zechira to Rosh Hashanah as well. So we know that Rachel for sure has connected to Rosh Hashanah through the word Zechira, and Chana is connected to Rachel as well. And we assume that Chana is also based on Chana also goes Chana also was remembered on Rosh Hashanah too. So that connection, and then we connect Chana to Sarah through the word Pekida. So again, once Chana connects to Rachel, which connects to Rosh Hashanah, Sarah connects back to them as well. Okay. The Gemara says the bottom two lines on Yudaf Malf. Rosh Hashanah Yata Yosef mi beis ha'asurin. On Rosh Hashanah Yosef left jail. Mi nalan dechziv tiku b'chodesh shofar bekesel yom chagenu. You shall blow in the month of the shofar on the day, the gathering of our holiday. Ki chok li Yisrael hu, because that's a chok for Yisrael. Turn the page. Eidos b'yosef samo b'tzeiso. It's a testimony to Yosef when he left. So it's referring to Yosef HaTzadik leaving jail. Okay. The Gemara continues. B'Rosh Hashanah, Batla Avoda Me'avoseinu Mitzrayim. On Rosh Hashanah, the servitude of our forefathers in Egypt was finished. K'siv Hacha, it says, I will bring you out from the bondage of Egypt. V'ksiv hasam, in that pasuk, in that capital of Tehillim, that we say in the Tehillim Pei Aleph, hasirosi me'sevel shichmo. I removed their bonds of from their shoulder, meaning their avdus was removed from them, was taken away from them. Benisa nigalu, we were redeemed in Nisan. Kedi'isa. It's a mefurish. The Torah says that we were obviously redeemed in Nisan. It's almost like a question as to why we need to say this out, but it's explicit. B'tishrei sidni goyel. There's a mesorah according to one view that the geula shlema asida, the complete and final redemption, will take place in Tishrei. Asya shofar shofar. We have gzer shav of the word shofar shofar. Ksiv hacha by Rosh Hashanah in Tishrei says tikku b'chol shofar. Uksiv hasam by Yom Ahu in the day of our great redemption yitaka b'shofar gadol. The great shofar will be sounded. So that refers to our ultimate geula shlema. That's all according to Rabbi Eliezer. Rabbi Yeshua Omer, Rabbi Yeshua argues, B'nisan nigalu, B'nisan asidin ligoyal. They were redeemed in Nisan, and la'asid lovo, in the future, we will be redeemed in Nisan as well. why? Because the Pasuk says, Amar Kra, the Pasuk says, Leil Shimurim, the night of Pesach night was a night that would be watched, be guarded. Leil HaMashumar Oba, Misheshes Mei Breshes. It was already preordained from the time of creation that Kadosh Baruch Hu will save this night as a night for the future final redemption. V'idach laila hamishum arba min hamazikin. Rabbi Eliezer says no, it's not referring to the ultimate geula asida, but it's referring to a night that we have a protection from the negative spiritual forces that are out there. Let's see Rashi. Edus biyahu on the top of Yiraf on the base. Edus biyahosef samo basreda ukraksiv tichichok liYisrael. It's the end of that pasuk. After that pasuk, referring to that day of Rosh Hashanah when Yosef also left jail. Hasirosi misayv el shichmo refers to the bondage of the Klai Yisrael went out from by Yitzias Mitzrayim. Biyosef ksiv basar edus biyahosef hamishumar uba lugeula, referring to the final geula hasida. So now the Gemara is going to elaborate a bit of a complicated chashbon. Let's try to stick with it between Machlokas Rabbi Elazar and Rabbi Yeshua, and it's going to refer to the dating of the Mabul of the flood based on this Machlokas. And this is going to take us through the middle of Yud Beis of an Aleph, hopefully. That according to Rabbi Yeshua, again, Rabbi Elazar, sorry, the world was created in Tishrei. According to Rabbi Yeshua, the world was created in Nisan. And based on this, we have to properly date the Mabul. And the real issue is gonna be based on one of the psukim that says that we'll read the pasuk outside as follows. The pasuk says, "Bishnas sheish mil shana lechayin Noach, the 600th year of Noach's life, b'chodesh hasheni, in the second month, b'shivas or yom lachodesh, on the 17th of that day of that month, b'yom azeh nivku kol ma'ayinos tahom, all of the springs of the deep were opened up, rabah v'arubos hashemayim niftachu." I mean, the day the Mabul started was the 17th day of the second month. So, what is the second month? If you hold the world was created in Tishrei, like Rabbi Eliezer, so the second month is referring to the month of Cheshvan. So according to him, the Mabul started in Cheshvan. And according to Rabbi Yeshua, who holds that the world is created in Nisan, so the second month here in question is referring not to Cheshvan, rather to Iyar, because the world is created in Nisan, and the second month is Iyar, therefore. So that's one issue of Machlokas. A second issue of Machlokas is the Pasuk refers to the seventh month. The Teva, the Pasuk says in Parshas Noach, Vatanach HaTeva B'Chodesh HaShavi'i B'Shivas HaYom L'Chodesh Al Harei Arat. 7 months, that in the seventh month from this whole process, the Teva rested. I mean, this is a five-month process because the water was strengthened for 150 days, meaning for 5 months. So 5 months later, after month number two, the Teva rested. So according to Rabbi Eliezer, if month number two is in Cheshvan, month number seven is in Sivan, from Cheshvan to Sivan, 5 months later. And according to And according to and according to why Sivan and why not ER? Because okay, we'll see in Rashi why Sivan. And according to Rabbi Yeshua, then, if it was a seventh month counting from Nisan, is in fact Kislev. Okay, so we'll see in Rashi the whole Cheshbon is very complicated here. But that's the basic structure of the Machlokas. According to Rabbi Eliezer, the Mabul started in Tishrei, and 5 months later, the seventh month, is referring to Sivan, and according to Rabbi Yoshua, the Mabul started in the month of Iyar, the second month, because the world was created in Tishrei, and the seventh month is Kislev, and we'll see why. Va'azlatamayu, and they are Lishitasam. They go Lishitasam. The Sanya, Bishnashesh Meos, Shana Lachai, Noach, Bechosh, Hasheni, Bishivas, or Yom Achodesh, in the 600th year of Noach's life, in the second month, the 17th day of that month, Rabbi Yeshua Omer, Osu Hayom, Shivasar Be'er Haya. That was the 17th day of Iyar. The second month is Iyar. So now the Gemara elaborates based on the different constellations. So what's the idea here? Because the constellation in the month of Nisan is the Tlets, the sheep. So therefore, the 17th day of Iyar is Yom Shemazal Kima Shokea Umayanos Mismatim. It's the day that the Mazal of Kima, which is the constellation, the stars, that are found at the tail of the Mazal Tleh Shokea finally sets, that constellation finally sets, and in that day the Mayanos, the springs, are diminished, they go down. So what's this referring to? This is referring to the different constellations. Rashi will explain some of the details. So the point still is that the Mazal Teleh, which holds sway during the month of Nisan, it keeps on setting a little bit more, and that day, the 17th day of Iyar, is where it finally sets. Umitoch Sheshinu Maaseyan, and because the Dor HaMabul changed the natural order by having sexual relations and in inappropriate ways, by engaging in sexual impropriety, Shina Kadosh Baruch Hu Aleihem Ma'aseh Bereishis, V'Heh La Mazal Kima Bayom, and he allowed the Mazal Kima to have dominion that day. He brought it up during that day, even though it should have already sat, it should already have been completely gone. He gave it power, and apparently, on some astrological, some mystical level, this constellation affects the rain. V'natol shnei kochavim mikima, and the Kadosh Baruch Hu took two stars, v'hevi mabul olam, and through those two stars, HaKadosh Baruch Hu created the mabul. Okay, that's Rabbi Yeshua's view again. The Ikar and Ikuda Rabbi Yeshua's view is the 17th day of that month, the second month, is referring to the 17th day of Iyar. And on that day, HaKadosh Baruch Hu changed the natural order and allowed the constellation of Kima to cause, through breaking up the constellation of Kima, the Mabul came to be. That's all according to Rabbi Yeshua. Rabbi Eliezer Omer, Osu Ayom Shiva Sar Mar Cheshvan Hava. That was the 17th day of Cheshvan. That was because the first month is really what Tishrei. Therefore, the second month is Cheshvan. Yom Shemazal Kima Ola Bayom, a day during which the Mazal Kima doesn't actually set, but actually rises during the day. Umayanos Misgabrim, and therefore the springs become strong on their own. Turn the page to the top of your Beis Amud Aleph. Umitoch Shashinu Maaseyam, Shinikosh Baruch Hu Aleim is Maaseh Breishis, V'hala Mazal Kima Bayom. The same thing that the Gemara is going to ask this question: what exactly changed according to Rabbi Yoshua? There wasn't really a difference because Mazal Kima naturally was going during that time anyway. And the Gemara is going to ask this question as well, but somehow or another Mazal Kima affected the situation. So the Gemara continues on top of Yud Beis Amud Aleph. Bishlam Rabbi Yeshua har lichsev sheni. That's why it says, if you look at the pasuk, it says the second b'chodesh hasheni, the second month. El Rabbi Lezer my sheni. Why is Cheshvan called the second month? Because in terms of the minyan hachadashim, we all know that even if you assume that the world was created in Tishrei, the yearly cycle in terms of the counting of the months, if you assume everything is based on Chodesh Nisan in terms of it being the first of the months, so then Tishrei is still the Cheshvan, is still a second month as far as that's concerned. So it doesn't make sense to call. Doesn't make sense. Sorry, Iyar is still a second month as far as that's concerned. So it doesn't make sense to call Cheshvan the second month. It makes sense to call Iyar the second month. So why is the pasuk changed Lashon and now call Cheshvan the second month? In terms of the Minyan Chadashim, the Gemara says, "My Sheni, Sheni Ladin." It was the second month for the din, for the punishment of the Mabul, because in Tishrei, where obviously the fate of the world is decided, it's Rosh Hashanah, the din was established, and the second month of that din was handed down during Tishrei, during Cheshvan. So the Gemara asked the question that we had just mentioned, Bishlam Rabbi Yoshua, who says that it was Mazal Kima during the month of Iyar. Traditionally, Mazal Kima sets during the day. It doesn't come out during the day. Hayodishina, that's how Karsh Baruch Hu changed the natural order. El Rabbi Lezer, where holds that we're talking about the month of Cheshvan, and the Mazal Kima naturally rises during the day. Maishina, in what sense the Karsh Baruch Hu changed the natural order? The Gemara answers Kid Rav Chista. Rav Chista explains the change. Dam Rav Chista, Beroschen Kilkalu, they sinned through hot things. Uberoschen Nidonu, and they were judged through hot water. Beroschen Kilkalu Ba'Avera, that, because like the sexual act heats up the body, or the fact that, a person's taiva, a person's temptation, makes him heated up. So that's how they sin through heat, and they were punished through heat as well. Ksiv hacha vayashoku hamayim, the water receded. Uksiv hasam by Megillas Esther, it says v'chamas hamelach shachacha, that the king's anger receded, that the Ribbono Shel'Olam's wrath went down. So based on this, we see that they were judged through some kind of burning hot judgment, and that refers to the hot water that burned them up. Now the Gemara adds one more point before the two dots. Tanu Rabbanan, the rabbis taught us, Chachme Yisrael monin lemabul krabi Eliezer. The Chachme Yisrael, they count the sequence of events of the Mabul and the sequence of events of the years of the world, like Rabbi Eliezer, meaning we count all the years from creation, v'letkufa, but in terms of the cycles of the molad and the lunar calendar, k'Rabbi Yoshua, like Rabbi Yoshua, that we count from Nisan. But when it comes to the Chachmei Umas HaOlam, Monin Af LeMabul K'Rabbi Yoshua. They even count the years of the Mabul, meaning the years of their calendars, based on Rabbi Yoshua's counting as well. Though they start from Nisan. Okay. So in sum total, we have a debate here between Rabbi Eliezer and Rabbi Yoshua as to when the world was created. Was the world created in Nisan, like Rabbi Yoshua? Was the world created in Tishrei, like Rabbi Eliezer? And there's a major debate, according to this, as to terms of the dating of the Mabul. Did the Mabul, in fact, start in the month of Cheshvan, or the Mabul, according to Rabbi Eliezer, or the Mabul start in Iyar, according to Rabbi Yoshua? Excuse me. And the Gemara, the Maskana, and Daf Yabez, and Aleph says, and the Chachmei Yisrael count the chronology of the Mabul, and therefore the chronology of the world, like Rabbi Eliezer, and they make the cheshbonos of the molad, like Rabbi Yoshua. And the Chachmei Musa Olam count both like Rabbi Yoshua. This is a very lengthy Rashi here, who goes through a lot of the details here, and we'll do it as best as we can. Rashi and Dafid Aleph and Beis, Dim Raschel V'Azlu Tamayu. Rashi writes the following: V'azlu tamayu, Rabbi Eliezer and Rabbi Yeshua, they are l'shitasan, they go according to their views. D'le Rabbi Eliezer, according to Rabbi Eliezer, D'betishrei nivra olam, D'metishrei matchilim minyan shnei adoros, so we count the years of generations from Tishrei, because B'tishrei nivra olam, L'fichach mabul karchach mar cheshvan yarad. Therefore, it must be the mabul start in cheshvan. And the whole process was a 12-month process based on the mission Eduyos, that the judgment of the Dor HaMabul was a 12-month judgment. And in the second month, and the 27th day that the ground dried up, that's Bereishis Ches Yedaled, that was Mar Cheshvan, second month, 12 months later. Ubetishrei Shelefanav Charvu HaMayim Me'al HaAretz, and the Tishrei following it, meaning of the second year of the 11th month of the whole process, not shenasars kamin garid, the earth became like a crusty material, v'loyav shalagamrei, but it wasn't complete, like a scab, it wasn't completely dry, ubo haschalas shnas sheish meos v'achashana, that's the beginning of the 601st year of Noach's life, k'dichsiv v'ayib achas v'sheish meos shana b'rishon b'echa l'chodesh v'tishrei. That was the first day of the first month of the 601st year of Noach's life. Umlo karele achas v'sheish meos ad hashta, because it didn't say 600 years up until now. It's only 601 years up until now. It's only now from the first month. Shamina ein minin hadoros mi Nisan. You see from here, Rabbi Eliezer says you don't count the generations from Nisan. Shemi Nisan matzchil limnosan ha'lichtov v'tanach hateva ba'achas v'sheish meos shana b'chodesh hashvi al harei arat. The teva rested on the first and 600 years, the 601st year, right in the 7th month on harei ararat. Because already from Nisan, you pass through another year in the middle. If you start from Tishrei, and the 7th month was 5 months later, you already passed through Nisan, but it still says the 600th year. Shekvar nischad shashana mi Nisan. Shai oso chod shavi sivan haya. Now it's this, and the 7th month means Sivan. Even though the 7th month of the year is really Iyar, v'hu shvi lafsokas kishamim. So we already explained that the 7th month refers to Iyar, to Sivan, not Iyar, because it's the 7th month from when the rain stopped. K'mosh shanido b'seder olam, like we see in Seder Olam. V'ahi, Rabbi Eliezer hi, and that's Rabbi Eliezer. And Rashi explains further. Shekashata mona mishivasar b'mar cheshvan. If you count from the 17th day of Cheshvan, Mei Avetishim Yom, 190 days, Arbaim L'me'ag Shamim, 40 days for rain, Umeh V'chamishim She'gavru Ala Aretz, Nimsu Kalem Be'echa B'sivan, and 150 days for the water to become strong, 190 days ends up with the first day of Sivan. Va'osu Ayom Hitchiu Lachsor, and already from that day, the water started to recede. Shenemar Ve'achsur Amayim Mitzei Chamishim Asyom, for 150 days, the water recede. Ha'yu Haloch V'chasor Chodesh Asiri, until the 10th month, which is Vu'av Shu Asiri Li'iriyas Kishamim. It's the 10th month from when the rain fell, even though including the month of Tishrei, including the month of Cheshvan, even though Av is really the 11th month of the year, it means the 10th month from the Yirias HaGeshamim. So just like Sivan, even though Sivan is the 8th month of the year, it's the 7th month from the Yirias HaGeshamim, like we said before, because the rain started in Cheshvan. So if you assume Sivan is the 7th month of the process, it's the 7th month from the month of Cheshvan, even though it's the 8th month of the year. And Av also, even though it's the 11th month of the year, it's the 10th month from the Yirias HaGeshamim. Ube'echa Av near Rashi HaHarim. And the first of Av, the mountaintops were seen. So from Sivan, Rosh Chodesh Sivan to Rosh Chodesh Av, you have 2 months. B'shnei Chadashim, in those 2 months from Rosh Chodesh Sivan to Rosh Chodesh Av, Chasru Tesvav Amma, the water went 15 amos down. Shayu ahar mechusim mayim shemar chamesh esrei amos. The water was 15 amos above the mountaintops. Lamata shechasara amos l'arba yom, 1 amos for every 4 days. Excuse me. Va'teva haisa mishukas b'mayim achas esrei amos. The table was submerged 11 amos into the water. V'lohaya tzafa al rosh ahar eladal amos kova. The only 4 amos above the mountain were the 4 amos of the height of the teva. The teva was, let's say, was submerged 11 amos into the water. So it was only 4 amos. The bottom of the teva was only 4 amos above the mountains. Lefichach nacha biyadzayin b'sivan. Therefore, 16 days later, on the 17th of Sivan, 1 amos for every 4 days, it rested on the mountain. That's all according to Rabbi Eliezer. Ul Rabbi Yoshua, the Amar Benisa Nivra Olam, Umenu Maslilim Minyan Shnei Adoros, Yarad Hamabel Be'ir, the Mabel went down in Ir, Vishvi Shenacha Ba'atevu Kislev, in the 7th month from the Rias HaGisham, according to that is Kislev, 7 months later, right? You have Sivan, Tammuz, Av, Elul, Tishrei, Cheshvan Kislev. V'lomana l'chakasiv chodesh chidoshana l'fi she'en shana mitzchadesh ala b'nisan. Aye, so why didn't it refer to the 601st year? Because you never passed through a Nisan, because you went straight from Iyar to Kislev. That's how the Cheshvan goes. So then Rashi quotes a shita here that he disagrees with. V'yesh posterim, there are those who explain differently. The Azlu Tamai, that they are Rabbi Lezer and Rabbi Yushor Lashitasam, Midor Rabbi Lezer, Bechodesh Sheni Mar Cheshvan, Islev Tishrei Nevra Olam, Vav Mar Cheshvan Sheni Lechodesh Shetchila Bo Shnas Shesh Meos, that all it is Mar Cheshvan is the second month of the 600th year. Dilo Hach, not the second month of the Mabul per se. Dilo Te Mahachi Lamai Kari Le Sheni, why was it called the second month if not for that reason? Im Lesena Chadashim, Harmi Nisan Rosh Hashanah L'Chadashim. Everybody agrees and knows that the Nisan is the Seder for Rosh Hashanah L'Chadashim, but for the Chadashim. V'lav Milsei Rashi says that's not what the Gemara is talking about. Dimi the Kar Leisheni Shemeini the Betishrei Nivra. Dimi Kar Leisheni Shemeini the Betishrei Nivra Olam. If it's because it says the second month, that's how we know Betishrei Nivra Olam. So in a Gemara that we saw already, that later on Yud Beis and Aleph, doesn't make sense. The Gemara Dafka asks from the fact that it used Lashon of Sheni as a Raya for Rabbi Yeshua against Rabbi Eliezer. Imkein my parch lekamei bishlami lerabbi Yeshua har dichsev Sheni. Eller of Lezer, my sheni. Hamehacha yav sheni, livriyas ha'olam. Here we learn in the second month, livriyas ha'olam. Okay, now Rashi continues. Hachi arsina b'seder olam. This is what the Bryce says in Seder Olam, which was a medrash discussing some of the history of the events of Tanakh. And this is going to get back to our discussion of the Mazalos. That again, according to Rabbi Eliezer, the 17th day of Rabbi Yeshua, the 17th day of Iyar, is a day where the mazel of Kima naturally sets on that day, and therefore the Mayanot are mismatim, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu changed the Maisa Bereishis. And according to Rabbi Eliezer, the 17th of Maracheshvan is the day where the mazel of Kima is naturally on the rise during that day. And Rashi explains a little bit of the issue here. Hachi Garcina Meseder Olam, Rabbi Yeshua Bereisha, Vahadu Rabbi Eliezer. First Rabbi Yeshua, and then Rabbi Eliezer. Rabbi Yeshua Omer Oso Yayom Yudzayin Be'ir Haya. Yom Shemazel Kima Shokea Be'yom. The day where the mazel of Kima naturally sets. Rabbi Eliezer Omer Oso Yom Yudzayin Marcheshvan Haya. Yom Shemazel Kima Ola Be'yom. The day where the mazel of Kima naturally rises. So Rashi explains, Galgal Chama Agulhu, the sphere of the sun is round. Chetzio Lamala Min HaKarka, Vechetzio or Lamata Min HaKarka. This is referring to how the earth orbits around the sun. And the sun also, you know, we know that the sun rises and sets, and that in addition to the fact that the earth revolves around the orbits around the sun revolves around the earth. It rises and sets. So Rashi explains again. The science is obviously more complicated than this, but Rashi explains based on the Chazal's understanding of the issue. Galgal Cham Agulhu, the track of the sun, the way in which the path the sun follows is a circle. Chetzio lamala mi'akarka, half is above the if you were to look at the earth in a flat plane, you would imagine it's half being above the ground. Chetzio lamata mi'akarka, and half is below the ground because there's the sun rises and sets. V'shnei masar mazalos kivuim bo, and within the path of the sun there are 12 constellations. V'zeh Sidron, this is their order. Taleh, Shor, Te'omim, Sartan, Aryeh, Besula, Moznaim, Akrav, Keshes, Gedi, Duli, Dagim. Taleh is the lamb, the sheep. Shor is the ox. Te'omim are the twins. Sartan refers to cancer. Aryeh, the lion. Besula, the virgin. Moznaim, the scales. Akrav, the scorpion. Keshes, the bow. Gedi, the goat. Deli, the bucket. Dagim, the fish. These are the 12 signs of the zodiac. V'simanech, these are the acronyms for them. Tashes, Sa'ev, Ma'ak, Gadad. Shishmem, Shikun, Lamata. There are 6 that are submerged to the bottom. V'shishmehem, Lamal, and 6 above. Ukshagalgal, Megalgal, Zeh, Ol, Mitzat, Zeh. V'arishon, Shabitzara, Acher, Shokeya. One rises and one sets. The opposite pair on each side of this plane. V'chein la'olam. V'shtei shos, Show Hamazal Bal Yaso Vichen Kishinagdo Bishikuo. For the first 2 hours of the day, the Mazal Bal Yaso, the Mazal on the rise remains, and so too the one opposite in its submerged state. Shokuo Mishamshin Bechofta Shal Shayom, because they all operate for the 24 hours of the day. They're all active. Ubinis and Lolam Tole Matril Alos Lora Aboker. Tole gets things off during Nisan in the morning. Ma'ak Gadeh, the last 6, Lamala Balaila, they are up at night. Tasha Sa'ev Lamata, and Tasha Sa'ev are on the bottom. Lora Boker, Matko, Tle, La'los, Umaznaim, Lishkoa, Tle rises, and therefore opposite it, Moznaim sets. Lusov Beishos, at the end of 2 hours, Tle, Kulo Ole, Umaznaim, Kulo Shoket, Tle is completely on the rise, completely risen, and Moznaim is completely set. Achar Sheishos, Matko, Shor La'los, Va'akrav Lishkoa, right? These two are now Shin Kenega, the Ayin, the Shor goes up and the Akrav goes down, V'chein kulan kol cholish nisan. That's how it goes. Be'iyar shor matchil shamish b'yom. Shor starts things off, not tleb, but rather shor. Kol yom mi'iyar u'b'shesh al shor gomer aliyah. So it finishes its rising at the end of 2 hours. Shnios, then ta'omim, then shlish is sartan. Revius Arye Chamishis Besula Vishishis Mazan Lechin Kulan Nimt Tle Ola Bishtei Shalos Achronos Belaila. That Tle ends up going up at the last 2 hours of the night. The Chol Yom Ushokay, and it's submerged the whole, and because Tle is the one right before Shor, and therefore Tle is really the last one, and therefore it only has its time during the last 2 hours of the night, and it's set for the whole day. The Kima, who is Nav Tle, and Kima is literally the tail of the Tle. Va Mabul Biyom Yar, the Mabul obviously rained during the day. The Derech Nekev, Shtei Kochavim Shinum Likirashi explains, not quite sure I understand this, that somehow went through the whole of these two stars that were removed from the constellation of Kima. Shumazal Sheshbo Kochavim Harbe. Uminayin Shah Mabul Hitchalari Biyom. How do we know the Mabul starred during the day? It says that Noach came to the table in the middle of the day. That Noach didn't have full belief. According to one tradition in Chazal, Noach only went to the table once the water itself started to fall. That Noach was forced in. Turn the page. And according to Rabbi Yoshua, it makes a lot of sense because the mazel of Kima was naturally set during that time of the year, so he had to, HaKadosh Baruch Hu had to change Maisa Bereishis, Lashanos Seder Bereishis, Vehelez Nav Kima Bayom, V'Natol Shnei Kochavim Imanu, and therefore Mayanos Mismatim Bechama Yemos HaChamim U'Pasuk HaGesham. Naturally during that time, the Chama is naturally set. The Mayanos are naturally quieted and naturally diminished during the Yemos HaChama, during the summer months. Upasko HaGeshamim, and that's what causes rain to stop. Vishina Seder Bereishis V'Niskabra Mayanos V'Shatfum, and that's what HaKadosh Baruch Hu in that sense changed the Seder Bereishis and caused the Mayanos to become strengthened. So, according to Rabbi Eliezer, who holds that the Cheshvan was during Mar Cheshvan, so that's a day where the mazel of Kima is naturally on the rise. Yom Shemazel Kima Ola Bayom. Shemar Cheshvan Ola Akrab B'tchilas Yom Acharav Keshas. Because during Cheshvan, it's first Akrav and then Keshas. So if you go based on our acronym, Akrav, Keshas, and then Gedi. And then Gedi, Akrav, Keshes, Gedi, Deli, Dagim, and then Tle. So Tle would be the last one of the day, the last 2 hours of the day. Rashi explains, V'nim sa Tle ola b'sof hayom. So Tle naturally is on the rise. So, Shina aleim l'chule, l'kaman parach my Shina. What was the Shinoi? And we explained the Shinoi was that there was, they were judged through hot water. And that was a shinoi, that he caused the me'ah mabul to boil over. Bishlam so hayu d'chsev sheni. The Gemara brings a raya. The according to Rabbi Yeshua makes sense why it says sheni. It was the second month because it refers to the yearly cycle of months. Shari iyar sheni l'chadashim because iyar is the second month of the monthly cycle. But sheni l'din. But according to Rabbi Lezer, why say the second month? It refers to Sheni Ladin, Shenigzra Gzera Alein, B'Tishrei Shelofana, because the Gzera was given down in the Tishrei before. Hachigar Sinan, Bishlama L'Rabbi Yeshua Hayu D'Shina, Dehela Mazal Kima B'Yom, because the Mazal Kima, according to Rabbi Yeshua, is explained at great length, naturally had set, so it rose during the day, that was a Chiddush. The Od Shina Liskabros Mayanos, and a second way in which HaKadosh Baruch Hu changed the Ma'aseh Bereishis was that he caused the Mayanos to become strong. But according to Rabbi Yoshua, Rabbi Eliezer, because during the month of Cheshvan, the constellation of Kima was naturally on the rise, in one sense, did he change anything? That he caused the water to boil over. What's the Raya? V'chamasa melech shachacha. V'stam chama rosachasi, and a stam hot thing is boiling over. Kinechsiv v'chamaso bo'aravo, that the anger burned within him. So the Gemara in the Maskana says, Chach me Yisrael monim l'mabul k'rabi Eliezer. What does that mean? Monim shnos, the Chach me Yisrael count the years of Noach, monim shnos Noach, ubrios olam, and vishnos hadoros k'rabi Eliezer. That's our minhag, we count the years of creation like Rabbi Eliezer. Monim mitishrei tchilas hashanim, we count all of our years, like Tavshanayim, Gemel comes from Tishrei. V'lo mishum esvirlu b'tishrei nivra olam, al tishrei rosh hashanah l'shanim. But even though we can still say that the world is created in Nisan per se, but when we count our yearly cycle, we still count from Tishrei. So the fact that Tishrei is Rosh Hashanah and ticks off another year on the calendar doesn't mean it's a ride. The world was created in Tishrei. The world could still have been created in Nisan. It's just that for our convention, we count the years of the world based on Tishrei. That's why Lutkufa Rabbi Yoshua, perhaps, that in terms of the cycle of the Mola and the lunar calendar, we count from Nisan. Kishimon Tkufa Sachama, the season, the periods of the sun, Valavana Monim Nisan, Lomar Shemin Nisan Nivro. That's why it sets the calendar, because that's when the world is really created. Ubitzchilas Leil Ravi Shimsha Chama Benisan. And in the beginning of the fourth night of creation, right, the Chama, the world, the sun, shone in Nisan. Lefichach ein tkufas Nisan ofelos el bedalid revi'ei hayom. That's why the tkufa of Nisan can only fall in the four quarters of the day. Lefichal olam yom. Because each day has a day and a quarter discrepancy between the day afterwards, the year afterwards. Let's read that Rashi again. Kishimonim tkufa sachama valavana. When you count the track, the period, the periods of the sun and the moon, we count from Nisan. Lomar shem Nisan nivro, which seems to be a rye that we assume that the world is actually created in Nisan. Ubitchilas leil ravi, and it was in the beginning of the fourth night of creation, the fourth day of creation. Shimsha chama b'Nisan, the sun shone for the first time in Nisan. Lefichach ein tkufas Nisan ofeles. The Tkufas Nisan, when it comes to the calendar, Ela Bidalid Revi'ei Hayom, only for the four quarters of the day. Levisha La'olam Yom V'Revi'a Bein Tkufas Shana Zu Tkufas Shekenegda L'Shana Haba. There's always a day and a quarter discrepancy between one year and the next. That's why every 4 years in the non-Jewish calendar, we add a day to the calendar. V'chein Molados Halavana Monim Molad Nisan Rishon B'Leil Revi'i Petisha shows the tough reish membeis chalakim, and that's also when it comes to the molad halavana. The first molad was counted from the fourth night of Nisan at 9 hours and 642 chalakim. That's a different sugya. But the chachamim Muslim say no, they disagree. Af lemabul klomar lemin shnos hadoros matchilin Nisan limanos. They even count that from Nisan as well. Umabul therefore be'iyar yarad. According to the Chachmei Umos Olam, and like Rabbi Yeshua, Vakorchak Misha Tomar, Va'achas V'sheish Meos Barishon, Shecharvu Hamayim Nisan Hu. So according to that, you have to say that it was in the 601st year that when the water started to dry up, that was Nisan, 11 months later. Sharin Mishpat Dor HaMabul Shemasar Chodesh, because we know that the Mishpat of Dor HaMabul was 12 months, so the drying up process must have had to take place in Nisan of the next year. We'll stop here in the middle of Yud Beis Amud Aleph by the two dots.